How's it going, everyone? Welcome to a special edition of I'm Burger without Burger. I am replacement Burger. You can call me Turkey Burger if you like.
That's a good nickname.
Turkey we Burger. Needed actually two males and two females to all replace one burger. That's how many people it takes. So let's go around. I guess I'll be lead captain of this ship, Reza Asghari. We also have
Ryan Talmo.
Malia Sias.
Tanya Strada.
And these are all lovely, sexy people. If you guys want to tune into the cameras and look at all of them. And I also have a soundboard. This is amazing. I'm not sure.
Ryan, oh.
Yeah.
Soak
it in.
That's like my night last
night. Not even necessary.
Soak it in. You know what's happening? This is how we do it. Hey, I was at Whole Foods the other day. Yeah, what does that have to do with Whole Foods? I don't know, but I have a soundboard.
That's Burbank Airport? Is that what's going on?
I think that's more like the plane taking off with the money in your pocket.
Yeah.
After you walk out of Whole Foods, right?
Yeah. Get out of town. This is great. I'm going to be doing way too much unnecessary stuff with this soundboard.
Can we get a safe word?
Yeah.
Can I be like a double cheeseburger? Like, I'm like, how are you just burger? Like, what about a cheeseburger, a turkey burger, right?
I'm a veggie burger.
Well, veggie burger.
That's there we go.
Bacon cheddar burger.
We can be the Voltron of burgers. So I'm turkey burger. Malia's veggie burger. What you are.
I'm a bacon cheddar barbecue
Talmo
burger.
Talmo is bacon cheddar barbecue burger. And Tanya is?
Is just a double cheeseburger.
Oh, burger.
Double cheeseburger.
Right.
Oh.
Boring burger.
I like it.
I'm like hungry again.
Well, I can't really take the...
That's not a hamburger.
Well, I can take your bacon and add avocado on mine. You know what I mean?
What? I think we're about to start a fight.
Yeah. Oh, Talmo, I didn't even get to say hi. Ryan,
hi.
How are you? We always do this, don't we? We run past each other. We're like, hey.
I'm doing a radio show.
I think it's more meaningful, though. You guys get to spend real quality time.
This is great.
It's the best time to have.
This is so great.
This is actually a good reunion. I think me and Ryan and Tanya have not seen each other since Don's barbecue.
Yes, you guys came over for that, didn't you?
That was the last time we all hung out. It was a Memorial Day barbecue at her boyfriend's house.
Yeah.
That was he got you papped somehow, right?
Yeah, you got like 14 cans. Like, you better drink all that.
That was great.
What were the chances, right?
It was a beautiful chance.
Two confused white guys with a bunch of just smooth, totally cool older black dudes, and one of them just force feeding Talmo paps. Like, come on, this is your white boy beer. Y'all drink that shit.
I was guzzling that stuff down. It was delicious. Good times.
Isn't your husband like someone really amazing from like, was it
a movie?
Yeah.
Right? I like how you said
Back
that.
To the future.
I like how you said husband. Thank you. I'll take that. But yes, it's Mayor Goldie Wilson from Back to the Future.
That's it. You said that at a show once, and one of my friends, you blew his mind.
Right?
Can I just say, hands down, one of the sweetest, sweetest people I have ever met.
Isn't he, though?
He is such a sweet, gentle bear. I genuinely love that man.
He was very sweet.
Thank you. Doesn't he match my hysterical-ness?
Absolutely. It's great.
I want to meet him.
Oh, next party girl. That's, you know what? Now it's been cool. We do parties. Like, he invites all his entertainment black friends, right?
Nice.
And I invite all the comedians.
I actually remember that because one person I was talking to, he was telling me that he was related to Drez from Black Sheep, the 90s rap group.
Yeah.
And the way he proved it to me was pulling up his Twitter account and saying, look, he totally follows me on Twitter. We're cousins.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That's how you can be related to people. So I'm just letting everyone know I am currently related to Lou Diamond Phillips because he follows me on Twitter. We're cousins.
Nice.
I love La Bamba. That was the first movie I ever saw.
Nah, it's Young Guns 2. That's his best movie.
Chavez.
You guys, Lou Diamond Phillips did an event last year at my job. It's called The Place Called Home. We do like the Stars and Strikes event.
Nice.
He came, right, to be one of the celebrity poker stars, and I was wearing my really good bra, and it was open bar. And by the end of the night, he was kissing me on the cheek when we took a picture.
Aww.
I'd never been asked to do another work event again.
Not only did he stand by you, he actually kissed you as well.
He kissed me. That was so awesome. Aww. I'll always remember
that. That's fantastic. Thank you, Ryan, for giving me that look of being the only person in the room that got the stand by me reference.
Well, you know, anyways.
Now that we have Tanya here, let me ask your opinion on this. We were actually, we were all eating sushi earlier, and I had a nice rapport going with the waitress.
Yeah.
When I'm out at a restaurant and whoever my waiter or waitress is, I try to have some fun with them, let them know that I care that they're a human being that's serving me things and I appreciate what they're doing, but in a fun way, because they don't get to have a lot of like good interaction with people. It's generally like,
plus
give me what
hot.
I want. Well, she was.
It
she
adds.
Was hot.
And this isn't what I ordered.
If it was a dude, I would have done the same thing. But I was asking her afterwards because, like, I think they thought that I was just hitting on her and just, like, trying to flirt with her or give her my number or something. I'm like, no, I'm just being polite and making conversation. And I was curious, have you ever worked in the service industry or, like, a restaurant or something like that where you are getting hit on by guys a lot?
Does Kmart count?
does Lou Diamond Phillips count? Wait,
right, well, right.
You know,
I was
Kmart shirts. Yes.
Wait, did you work at Kmart?
I did. I worked at Kmart after I worked at Hello Kitty.
Really?
I worked at Hello Kitty in the mall.
About a girl in pleated khakis that just gets me going.
Oh, are you talking about my AMC wear when I worked at the movie theater? See, it's some kind of service, but you know what? What you do is great because I think not enough people get out of themselves and talk to other people.
Yeah.
If people did that more, like, I think everyone would get along. That's the only reason I have friends, because other than my personality, everybody thinks I'm going to kill them because of the way that I look. But I go out of my way to be like, hey, you know, how are you?
We were sitting talking in the table next to us. We hear the two girls singing Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe and started laughing. And they immediately noticed that we had heard them and they stopped and like kind of pulled back and got real reserved. So I had to talk to them too. And I let them know, I was like, hey girl, don't be mad. You want to sing Poison in the middle of a sushi restaurant? You sing your heart out.
Right?
You be you, and you don't let the people around you judge who you are.
Look at that. Right?
When they left, we were giving them song requests. We're like, can you do every little step?
Right.
We actually requested them
to dance. Don't be cruel, right?
And we had a concert.
One of the girls looked just like my ex. It was really creepy.
He was tripping out the whole dinner.
That's my ex. From like 2009.
So basically, Malia ate sushi. I hit on the waitress and Ryan obsessed over his ex. That was our dinner.
You guys, I also had sushi.
Did you?
With a friend down over in Arcadia.
Nice.
I went down to sushi.
Well, this was Ryan's birthday present.
Happy birthday,
dude.
It was from last year. Never gonna make it happen.
That's how we do. We plan ahead around comedy shows.
We don't know.
It's true. And we always plan way ahead.
Right, because we got a gig, so we plan way ahead.
I was asking our waitress, Kathy, lovely young lady, how often she gets hit on by guys or whether it's ever worked or anything like that. And she basically gave me a little bit of insight into her. It's like, yeah, no, I actually have a boyfriend, but I'm not going to ever tell them that. I'll be polite and smile and like walk away and, you know, do my own thing as long as it's kept to a point. Like as long as they don't try to touch her or like, you know, do anything weird like that, she's totally fine. But it made me realize something like, okay, so you'll play into it and let them think you're single and they might have a chance. So you get that extra 5% or something on the tip.
You yourself just found yourself a money whore right there for tips. That's what you got. That's what that is.
Oh,
imagine
so,
whore. She's wearing glasses. Whore.
I know a lot of girls. I worked in the business for over 10 years for restaurants, and a lot of the women, they'll wear, like, they're nice bras and they're waitresses and they're unbuttoning and there's their cleavage, their tits are flopping out and it's like, are you serving food or are you just giving me some breast milk?
So that's the thing. It's like, so do you tip the, let's say from a guy's perspective, do you tip the waitress better depending on whether she was just actually nice and gave you great service or she had her titties hanging out more than the other girl?
If she's a cunt and
I need something for that.
Ryan.
Really, what words can't we say?
We can say everything.
Your little heart desires.
By the way, you are just absolutely adorable over there in the control booth.
Guys,
she has freckles up close.
That's Jenny from the block over there, eh?
Tanya, that is our lovely sound engineer, I guess.
That is awesome you're doing this. Very cool. Very cool.
She took care of us. She's the one that gave me control of the board. She's the reason that I'm doing this.
Oh, look at that. You got little
Jenny,
narcissist.
Was that a mistake? You're the reason for that.
You know what? I walked in here.
Thanks, Jenny.
We walked into the studio. I took one look at Jenny. I gazed my eyes upon Jenny, and I was like...
Right. You had bad gas?
Wow.
Jenny made you fart?
Hot Jenny. Of course.
Well, you did have some, you know, albacore earlier, so it's,
I did.
It gets a little gassy.
I did. Sorry, is this better?
Albacore?
No, that was way worse.
Just stop.
Man, stop. Malia went to get something out of her purse, and I was all...
Oh. What was that?
That's my new
comedy.
I've created a new comedy character.
Who would think to make that sound effect?
I'm gonna be sound effects comic whose sound effects don't match what he's saying.
What's the difference between German Shepherd dog and barking?
Let's find out. Okay, here's German Shepherd dog.
It has an accent. It's like
everyone pay close attention. German Shepherd dog.
That's not a German Shepherd.
Now we have regular dog barking.
No, that's a
German Shepherd. Wait,
listen to the difference. This is the regular dog, dog. And then listen very closely.
I'll tell you the difference. The difference is when I'm laying underneath the basement of a house and the police are chasing me and I hear that first sound right there, that's how it sounds when the dog found me and the cops are on their way. Listen, look at how it echoes. Like it totally, dude, it's a snitch dog. Do it again. No.
Oh, yeah. The other one?
No. He's on my ass on that one.
Because he's like, what? She's over here, right?
It's pandemonium with the soundboard and the ladies.
Now we know what it is.
We've lost control of the show 12 minutes in.
Lost control of the show? Dude, we haven't even got on to shoes. Just wait, okay?
Well, we spent 10 minutes on dogs barking.
Yes, we did.
That totally leads into shoes, because some people's feet, those dogs are barking, yo.
You know what I have to say to you, Ryan?
Yes. Yeah, what was it? You want to sleep? Is that what you're saying to me?
That's what I'm getting at.
You're really tired?
You know what, pal?
I could crush you like a worm.
Damn right. Why is it still snoring? Some of these are way too long, Jenny.
You gotta push them again to stop them.
Oh, okay.
I think the soundboard is bored by your antics.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it ride.
You're putting the soundboard to sleep.
Where I can't find it now. I don't know what happened to it.
Jeez.
I've lost the snore. There it is. All right. And we've got it.
So going back, guys, to the more big-breasted, attractive waittresses.
Let's stay on topic. Sorry. Let's go back to the booth.
Before I lose my train
right?
of thought.
B is before G in German Shepherd.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
If Reza puts one more sound effect in here,
Ryan is literally going to...
You're going to lose your focus.
I'll jump through a window and blow up.
Like,
is
that
what we're going to happen?
Like my ex. She had big boobs.
Decent boobs. Decent boobs.
He saw her and all of a sudden he was just...
It freaked me out. I was still alive, apparently.
You were staring so hard you could hear her
Jenny,
beat.
What have we learned? Take the soundboard away from me next time.
I saw that.
Yeah, I should have taken over.
This is probably the most action it's ever gotten.
I've ever gotten.
The thing is, I can easily turn it off here, but...
she's threatening now.
No, she's saying she's protected from the soundboard, but you guys are stuck having to hear it still.
No, I can take everyone.
Take it.
Oh shit, I just became Jesus.
You shall not pass.
I literally just went from God to Jesus and Jenny became God. She can take my power away.
Yeah. Right?
She's
right
nailing
now.
You on the cross.
She's all Gandalf.
Right now.
Gandalf, Lord of the Rings. You shall not pass.
I love how we get two sentences into the actual topic and then completely lose control.
Yeah. Back to the...
You were saying, Ryan.
The waitresses and the boobs. I'm sorry. Back on
well,
topic.
The thing is that she's a cunt and she's gorgeous.
Oh, you forgot a whore for tips.
That was the
also.
Point you had that to was... make.
Well, I'm not going to tip her. I mean, it's all about service. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. They think that if you... That's my opinion, is that if you are dressed really attractive, you'll get a bigger tip or whatever.
Some guys... That's you, though. I mean, there's some dudes
that will give a bigger tip. Dumb in
that
the
is true. I mean, there are guys that go to Hooters thinking that eventually that waitress will come home with them. Like, it's the most low rent strip club of all time.
Those girls, man.
You know what I do with a waitress, period? Any waitress when I go to a place?
Yeah.
I will pay them a good tip so when I come back, they remember me. Yes. Right when I walk through the door.
You do
they
remember the Italian way.
And they're like, oh, yes. They remember where I sat. They remember what I ordered.
The only thing I don't like is if you go to you might not go to these restaurants, but like Veggie Grill or Native Foods, when you have to like sign at the counter and they force you to put a tip, even if you're getting it to go. And I don't like being pressured into getting a tip.
I know. It just totally makes you feel
like you're getting it to go to avoid the waitressing and the whole having to tip them.
And they're like, she's not tipping me. And I have like anxiety at the checkout counter. And I'm like, and I look like a dollar.
Right?
It's always a dollar.
It happens at Denny's too, my dear. Yeah. It happened. They have the tip right open. It's like, sorry, it was only a $4.39 grand slam.
Yeah, a coffee.
Well, okay.
Maybe if somebody would have brought Mama that third sausage link, they would have got 18%, is what Tanya's saying.
No, what I'm actually saying, Ryan.
Yes.
If she gave you her phone number on wearing a good bra when she's servicing you that day with your double bacon cheeseburger, right?
Can you just say that a little bit more whispering? Ryan, when she's servicing you that day.
See, would that get a good tip?
So I come to this restaurant.
And his pants just went.
Check the tip. Check him, Aaliyah.
What?
Check the tip.
I love being queer.
Roll with it.
Do you
roll
know
with
how
it.
To host at all?
Ryan has a very important point to make.
Go ahead.
Very important. No one will give me their number.
No, because the last time you had an important point to make and you made us all quiet down, all you said was, she's a cunt.
Yeah. Well, she's, because...
This better be valid. Jenny, if this point isn't valid, you shut his mic off.
Oh. Well,
take away his sound effects. That's all I...
Go on.
You have the power with the sound effects. I can't get anything done.
No, I'm keeping my hands in the air. It's right here in front of the camera. Hands in the air.
I'm like, we just don't care.
I was actually going to throw this out. So you're at a bar and you get say four drinks.
Mm-hmm.
What your tip? Oh, your I'm sorry. Your total was like $30, but it's four drinks. It's a shitty. It's the Abbey. And it's like $9 Bud Lights or whatever. So it's really expensive. What would you tip?
What you do is you have ones in your pocket, and for every beer that they put down, depending on if you like them or not, you give them $1 or $2 per drink. By the time you're done, you've given out $4 to $8 on four beers, as opposed to being forced to tip them $20 on a $30
tab. What if you have a tab?
Hoorah!
What if you're holding a tab?
But only if they remember
though.
That you did that.
If you have a tab,
you gave them your card. Like here, like hold my card, keep it open, and then you have to close out. Like,
well, then you have to count how many beers you had.
Well, you know how many beers
that
is.
Then if you did that, then you're gonna have to do 20%.
20%. At least. So it's 20. Okay, I'm just asking. So it's 20, like a dollar per drink.
I got 86'd from a karaoke club once because I got really wasted, but I was charging the songs on my credit card. Like it was like $2 a song, and I think I bought like $45 or $50 worth of songs.
Girl, where are we going?
So at the end of the night, I was all wasted because like the karaoke master lady kept like putting other people in front of it. I could see my number, and she'd put people in front of it, and I ended up like not tipping her on the songs, and we got in this huge fight, and she's like, you not tip me the right amount of money. And like, I was like, you earn a tip, you know, whatever. And I got kicked out. And the saddest thing about the whole thing, like even when I left, like the bouncer was like, what's wrong? And I'm like, you're cool. But she's not cool. Then I left my credit card at the bar. Oh. So I made this big scene. I had to go back the next day and get it. But anyway, my point is I won't tip on like songs or like, I believe in tipping for service,
man.
But I think it's earned. It's not something that's obligated.
Tips are supposed to be earned. I don't see where, was there a sign that the karaoke person said like, hey, must tip, or was there a little jar?
She was,
you know,
just
what I
looking
mean?
Over like the total bill, because it was like an expensive bill. I bought a lot of alcohol.
No, nobody should receive a tip for forcing an entire bar to scream the chorus of Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
Right? No,
because
that's
I've done karaoke where I sing a song and he's like, are you going to tip? I'm like, well, maybe I sing another song. I'm not done with my night yet. Maybe I want to tip you. I don't know. And he's like, I'm not going to put you up until
you know
tip.
What? Maybe Hungry Like the Wolf wasn't worth that extra $2. Okay? How about that?
Well, I don't
some people might beg to differ.
90s over here.
In there.
What karaoke bar is this?
This is New York City.
Oh, I was going to say, we go back. Can you take me?
Let's go back to this.
We'll handle this, girl. We got this. bad girl.
But the Oyster Bar has karaoke on Thursdays.
The Oyster Bar.
66,000 songs.
Really? Yeah. Do they have NWA Straight Outta Compton?
I'm sure they do.
Watch. Every karaoke bar theory. Has that. Anyways.
By the way, guys, this part of the show has been brought to you by karaoke. Every drunk guy has tried to get laid singing Bon Jovi.
Yeah! Karaoke. Would do it for me every time.
Which is true. I mean,
not bad medicine.
I tried Everclear. I tried to sing in front of my ex and things. Yeah, it was bad. Bad. Santa Monica is an easy song to sing along to, but it's just bad.
You know, Jefferson Airplane White Rabbit doesn't sound the same in front of people.
Neither does Jack the Knife.
Or when you're not on mushrooms.
Have you ever heard the lyrics, like, or read them? It's like about killing someone. Like, it sounds like, you know.
It's really sad. Yeah, karaoke is like songs when you actually sing it.
You're reading
the lyrics, like, oh.
You're like, that says that?
Suicide. I love no matter
where you go, anytime there's a karaoke situation, you always run into that one person that's just like the karaoke guy. He does.
Oh, not
he shows
only.
Up. He's got his songs ready. He's got his jacket. He's got his like tuner up to like get his notes.
He has his own CD.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah,
and
he's bringing his own tracks from home.
And
this is one of our own friends that we're talking about.
And he has his own microphone in a fucking case, right? That he brings in, right? Like, right? And it's like shiny with sequins.
Yes, it's literally the microphone version of Bill Murray's bowling ball in Kingpin.
Right.
That's what it is.
There's a rose inside. Yeah.
It's clear as a rose.
You're going to get munted.
The rose, it blooms on top of, yes.
Yeah. That guy comes in. That guy, every time, has to do one, like, it's some Enya or, like, Bjork, something weird to prove that he's got
Enya?
The chops.
Enya. Karaoke.
Enya.
You'd be surprised. I've seen it happen.
I swear the whole bar would just stop.
I had a girl ask me, a girl that I met, like, she wanted to meet up, I guess, on a sort of date thing.
Kathy at the sushi place tonight?
No, not Kathy at the sushi place. We're going to the Olive Garden next Tuesday. But I agreed to meet her at this bar that she liked to go to, and she didn't tell me it was a place she went to very regularly to do karaoke all the time. So I get there, we're talking in the middle of the conversation, her name gets called, and she's like, oh, hold up, I'm up, I'll be back. And like, I see this person turn into a whole different person. Like, she gets up there, gets in the zone. It was like Celine Dion about to come out on stage in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you are way too serious to do Eminem's Cleaning Out My Closet. Which was the song choice. I'm not making that
she
up.
She sounds amazing. She sounds like a keeper.
Yeah, seriously. But going back to Enya.
Would that be considered 90s music?
It is 90s music. But then again, Enya did music for Lord of the Rings that no one really remembers about in 2001, 2002.
Facts.
Orinoco Flow made Lord of the Rings.
By the way, guys, this Orinoco part of the show Flo. Brought to you by Lord of the Rings Facts. Ryan hasn't gotten laid in months.
Big
Cam. And don't forget to see The Hobbit.
I decided every few minutes I'm just going to add a new sponsor. That's what's happening. But no, switching gears. We were just talking New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody in the room have any?
I have one.
Mine suck. Dude, okay, but go on.
I suck. My New Year's resolution, I figured I'd be simple, and it's to give Haley Boyle her lighter back.
Wow.
That is really noble of
you. Dude, do you know what she's like about her lighter? Like, I think she's like, you don't take her lighter. Like, I'm surprised I didn't get chased by her.
Well,
you know
I'm also
what I mean?
a quarter of the size of Haley, so she scares me as it is. Like, I'm afraid she'll beat me up, so I'm always nice to her.
Dude, I ain't that much.
By your head.
She could. She could literally crush me. Thankfully, she's a sweet girl, and she, like, we get along great.
She is, but I figure, you know, that would be better than trying to quit smoking.
Right.
No, I'm not stopping that. Yeah.
I'm going to have to think about that kind of
That's
stuff.
That's funny, right?
Yeah.
Well, see, the way I look at, like, my take on it, I've never done the whole New Year's resolution thing, and I can't get into it. I just, for me, it's one of those things I feel like people say out loud just so they sound like they're a better person in front of other people. It's like when you say you're like, oh, I'm totally going to donate to charity, or something happens and you go on Facebook and you're like, everyone pray for the hurricane victims. Like, you don't care. you really don't give a shit. You just want the people to see that to go, oh, so-and-so is such a nice person.
Well, oh, my God. Do you feel the same way about Paul Walker? Nobody gave a shit before he died. Totally. Right? And now they're just all...
Yeah, they're playing the movies on TV.
Oh, my God, right?
No, I didn't care.
It's like when people go to the gym when it's swimsuit weather. It's like, just freaking stay in shape all year long. Like, going there like in April or whatever isn't going to help.
Nope, November through January, it's Krispy Kreme weather.
I know. I'm not out east anymore.
It's serious.
It's like bikini waxes. You only. Oh wait, no.
I don't know what that. No. But resolutions, though, it's just like it's as simple as like for me, which I'm already breaking it. I shouldn't be drinking. I don't want it. I want.
Oh my God, Ryan! Do you know what my New Year's resolution is? Remember how I didn't drink for 2 years?
Yeah.
I just recently started drinking.
Really?
Yes, this is a big thing
around
town.
So it was to start drinking was your resolution?
No, my New Year's resolution is to make sure I don't go to jail this year. Like, you know?
That's a good one, right?
Because you're lighter back.
Because we all know I'm not quitting smoking.
What if you don't go to jail with Kelly's lighter? That's year. Really going to mess
stuff
up.
Strada does not go to jail.
No, don't put it in evidence. Just release it.
That's like a Seinfeld episode.
But it's with resolutions, it's like, if people are like, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to start stand-up comedy. I'm going to learn a guitar. Well, that's not a resolution.
That's the thing, if you pay attention, if you listen to what they're saying, it's like 90% of the resolutions that people have, it's all bullshit stuff to just make it seem like you're bettering your life. It's nothing that's actually real. Yeah. They're not saying like, you know what? I'm probably going to stop yelling at my children. Like, that's a real thing. Do that instead of going to the gym and getting that six-pack you always wanted. Like, I'm going to stop, like, being a horrible person to my significant other. Like, that's a real resolution. Do that. Like, you know
you're
what? I'm going to eat less ham.
You're putting Mareza in resolution.
Change something about your attitude.
I'm really channeling Burger right now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of Burger right there. It's in spirit.
Jenny, did you have a New Year's resolution at all?
I can't talk.
Oh, to not eat chocolate?
It was to not eat a mouthful of apple when asked questions. That's what it was.
But no, I didn't. I actually didn't think about a new year. It was kind of just went.
For you, it was just Wednesday.
Yeah, it was just any ordinary Tuesday night to Wednesday morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Except I puked all day Wednesday morning.
Well, that's my lifestyle. I just want to cut that down. I've been drinking too much and throwing up too much. So I'm like, let's cut back the drinks.
Do you want me to help you out there?
No, I'm good with this.
I want to punch my friends that do that. Like, oh, this year I'm going to eat way less ham. Like, I hate you. I hope you choke on a pork chop and die.
I really like that he drinks every night, but then on New Year's, the night that everyone drinks, he didn't have anything to drink.
That's kind of amazing. And I was watching Parenthood.
No,
HBO.
Ryan is the only hipster alcoholic. He drinks when other people aren't drinking.
Because I hate when I see people drinking to have fun. I'm like,
oh, she's like, I drink to have fun. Like, I drink so I can die. I'm trying to kill myself the most non-selfish way. And that's the best way to do it.
Oh, Jesus. The most non-selfish way is to not tell other people that that's what you're doing so that we don't have to be involved and like get emotionally attached.
Well, you don't have to be. It's PBR. Something doesn't happen.
That got a blue ribbon, goddammit. That won an award.
What year was it? It was
I think it was the same year that like the Lakers left Minneapolis.
1893. No, it was the Civil War.
It was back when basketball was still all white.
It was all white and they were shooting a ball of something into a peach basket. That was the time.
By the way, what happened? I thought we were gonna have our good friend Benson call in and make things weird.
Benson's probably hitting on some weird girl.
No, he did not call because he's
at the Hollywood Hotel wasted.
Hollywood Hotel? Oh, that's the spot, huh? Oh, did you guys see his new profile picture?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. I like that.
I was there when that picture was taken. It scared the shit out of me.
That was at my show when that picture was taken. My own produced show.
Wow, that was lit really well.
It was frightening. To paint a visual
they're like
picture.
In a photo shoot in one of those like silver light things.
I think they put it in the mocha now.
Yeah, and if you have not seen this hand.
There's
an opening at Laugh-O
next week. It's basically like. There's going to be a DJ and stuff.
Benson is just, it's unbelievable.
I hear it was gel film. Like.
The man.
It was a filter.
The man has an arm that goes in every possible direction, and it is wonderful.
Rez is trying to talk, and you guys have a side conversation.
Yeah, well, we have this mouth called sound effects.
What? You know what?
No.
What the fuck?
I've forgotten about it. I gave up on it for a while, but now you just brought it out.
Sorry.
Was that a child?
I don't have kids, so I don't know how to do that thing.
You know how I feel?
Bring it up.
So you feel like a monkey? Right now? What the fuck?
Exactly.
We should do the sound effect and point, and that person has to act out the sound effect.
No, that's a terrible idea.
Let's do
it. It's a terrible idea.
No, that'd be great if anyone could actually see what you were doing. I guess that's...
There's these things called cameras.
You know how I feel about that?
No! Look at that. He's getting real good with it.
That's all right. What were we talking about again? I don't even remember.
I think bra and boobies.
No, New Year's resolutions.
You know, we never finished the whole cunt thing.
Was there a cunt thing?
I don't.
Well, if there's a cunty waitress that you have and you're going to tip her.
Suck on this.
I don't like that one at all.
What makes her cunty? Like, what is it? Is it that she has too much makeup on for her age? Like.
Tell us all about it, Ryan. So why do you care? Why is she so cunty? Is this what it makes you feel like on the inside?
Does it have anything to do with her not giving you her the worst number?
Did she not bring you the right amount of breadsticks? All of a sudden, you're just like...
She only brought him one napkin. He's like, I want more than one!
How could she not read my mind?
Please cut the baby out.
Oh my God, Reza, what are you doing? I'm 36 with no kids.
This hour is just traumatizing.
Yeah.
That's
right?
All it is.
I don't want to hear that.
Could you imagine playing that in open mic before it starts? Just messing with everyone.
I know, right?
All right. Back to the New Year's resolutions, right?
I was trying to finish your thought.
My thought about the cunty waitress?
Yes.
Nobody talk.
Let's let Ryan get this out.
Nobody talk. Okay. All right. The cunty waitress. What is a cunty waitress, are you asking?
Yes. And no sound effects.
Was that an alarm for everyone to...
It was a siren. It was an all-clear siren.
Dude, they sound like Auschwitz.
All right. So about the cunty waitress, like what?
All the Jews to the bunker now.
Justin Bieber signed in her book, Anne Frank was a Belieber.
Yeah.
I was like, that's insane.
Are you fucking serious?
He really wrote that in the book.
Justin Bieber visited the Anne Frank house, and he actually wrote, I believe Anne Frank would have been a Belieber or something like that on there.
Yeah, in the guest book.
Shut the hell.
Yeah, that piece of shit actually wrote Belieber in a... God damn, I can't even finish my sentence. I'm so irritated by it.
I am very, very upset about that.
Why are you going
to the cunty waitress? How did that happen?
Because I wanted you to finish your thought, and I didn't want you walking away tonight.
Anne Frank, huh? Okay.
Because I keep doing this, and it just interrupts any thought anyone has.
I know, because I'm trying to figure out why. Okay, what is a cunty waitress?
Hey, where are the white women at?
A cunty waitress is usually a white woman. And,
racist Telmo is out. Racist Telmo is out.
No, it's just those girls that are just, I've worked with hundreds of them, literally. I've worked in restaurants for like 10 years, so.
Go ahead and kill me, you cocksucker.
Are they condescending? Are they condescending? Are they like, what do they do?
They dress like just little cunty sluts, and they're dressed in a way to get attention.
That's not a description. You have to specifically describe what a cunty slut outfit is.
Okay. The restaurant I worked at, we had a full apron.
What was her name?
Hold on. We're going to do this dramatically. One day, Ryan was at work. He came across a cunty slut. How did he know it was a cunty slut? Well, we're going to tell you what she was dressed like. That's your cue, dude. Come on.
Okay, all right. I need the heartbeat with the whole thing.
No, it's staying.
Can you whisper it?
No, I'm going to actually talk. I've been drinking PBR right now. It's my first drink in a few days. It's so nice. What the fuck was that? So basically, I can do this without the heartbeat.
No, you're doing it.
Cunty slut?
I'll bring it down.
Yeah. Cunty slut. Basically, is a woman that is like working at a diner, whatever she is. She wears her nice bra, but it's buttoned down, so the boobs come out. You got whale tail going on the back.
Whale tail. Cunty slut, whale tail.
You know what whale tail
I think
is?
I need to write these
keywords.
That
was the
keywords.
Name of my first
like all
kazoo.
Does it have anything to do with a pooba?
You know what the whale tail is? Mm-mm. Jenny, you know what the whale tail is? No? Whale tail is basically it was when your thong, it comes up.
Oh,
like
whale tail.
Like right
oh,
pants.
The thong.
Yeah, and it picks up. But and they know about it. Because I did a truth and dare once, and I wore
now,
a thong.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Was it blocking her tramp stamp?
No, not in a way. Like, the pants was, like, just too low in a way. I don't know. The pants were just not fitting her. And so the whale tail's going up, and there's the tramp stamp. Usually it's a dragonfly or cross or whatever it is. and it's all this attraction stuff just to get the guy's attention. But they're not sweet or nice. They're just being bitches. And so they're just doing it for the tip. There you go. Do I really need a heartbeat for that?
How dare her want to work? How dare her?
This portion of the show has been brought to you by Horrible Explanations. We still don't know what a cunty slut is.
With a whale tail.
Horrible explanations, guys.
We've never heard what a whale tail is.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
I've actually saw a fat dude who got that as a tattoo.
A thong tattoo?
Yeah, he got a thong tattooed above his butt crack.
Wow.
I love that that just brought the room to a halt.
Well, I was sipping his cup. That's why I had to stop. And you...
No!
All right. Enough of that. that's not okay. No, okay. Well, you're saying the New Year's resolutions, you don't have any resolutions.
No,
whatsoever.
I never have. I don't do anything differently. Like, I don't understand why people have to pick a specific time to do certain things.
Yeah.
Like, that's the kind of shit that irritates me. Like, I made it a point to just year-round try to, be a decent person, treat other people with respect, go about my life and not get in other people's way and, do my own thing and make myself happy.
Yeah.
But for some reason, most people feel like it's totally fine to just be an asshole or do whatever the fuck you want, but then Christmas time rolls around, and, everyone be kind to each other,
right.
And New Year's comes around, I'm going to be a better person
it's
next
totally
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just excuses that people make to cover up the fact that they're shitty human beings. That's all it is to me.
Right, like they don't have their own moral compass. They have to
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good way to put it.
Like the same guy who's a piece of shit like the rest of the entire year, 11 months out of the year, who walks past this homeless guy and is like, get a job, you fucking vagrant. One day out of the year, because there's a Santa Claus with a bell on the corner and it's Christmas, he's walking with his kids. He's like, oh, make sure to always help people out. Here's a dollar, sir. I hope you get better.
That's true.
But you don't. You don't give a shit. You just wanted your kid to think you were nice.
He speaks the truth.
He speaks the truth. This man's all there. No, it's all true. It is true. No, it's true.
Well, I want to believe that not everyone's like that, but the majority
of
people are.
The thing with me, I see this homeless guy every time on Sunset Vermont when I go to work. And I give him a quarter or a nickel, whatever's in my pocket, whatever I have. I give him a dollar. For me, giving a homeless guy a dollar is like giving $100 because I need that dollar.
I try to give him food. And I have to say, I've tried to give them food before once in New York. There was a guy who rejected food that I gave him because it wasn't like the right thing.
That's the shit that kills me.
But he wanted money for alcohol. So, I'm talking to the wrong person. But I think it's better to get them food if you're going to get them anything because at least you know you're really helping them.
Homeless people are very picky. Sometimes what is that?
Well, that's what tells
pasta. I want bolognese. Fuck off.
That's
dude.
What
you
shows you the difference, I think, between a person who's genuinely trying to actually better themselves, that's homeless, that's trying to get out of a rut, and somebody who just doesn't give a shit. If someone's like, hey, can you help me? And you give them food, they're happy to take it. That person's like, good, something that'll actually help me.
Yeah.
Whereas the guy that you were talking about is just like, I don't need a chicken sandwich, bitch. Give me $5 for some rock.
Yeah.
He clearly doesn't give a shit. He just wants your money.
He's kind of equally as bad as the businessman who just is nice to homeless people once a year. It kind of goes both ways.
Here's an interesting thing. I was actually with David Berger.
That's why, just to be fair, I kick every homeless person, but then give them $3.
Or a Band-Aid.
In downtown a few weeks ago, Berger and I were in downtown. We're walking by, and we passed by this corner. This guy was asking us for money. Or food. And we got nothing. But he had the rest of his vodka with him that he wasn't going to finish. And he didn't want to, hop onto Metro and someone might pat him down. I don't know. And he's like, do you want the rest of my vodka? I was like, yeah. And he just took it like, thank you. And he started drinking it and had a good time.
You but handed him that vodka and this is all he heard.
And because he was asking for money or food. It's like, what's the third best thing? Is anything that's antidepressant.
There's nothing wrong with asking for booze. Obviously, they want it. But you got to be real about it. Like, if you're, like, I like the guys that are, like, spare changing. They're like, I want to buy beer.
It's I appreciate at least if they're honest. It's like, hey, can you give me a couple dollars so I can go get liquored up for another day?
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. At least you're honest about it.
But, like, when you're out there with, like, a kid and then every day you have a different kid, you're rotating them out and you're, like, trying to pay on the city.
The best thing I've ever seen.
I don't know. I was like, maybe for a ride.
I was, like, maybe 13, 14 years old. I was a kid walking with my parents through Westwood. We were just leaving some Iranian restaurant. We'd gotten dinner there. And on our way out, there's a homeless guy walking towards us, and he's got a sign, and it says, like, you know, need help, can you spare some money or whatever. And without thinking, my mom looks to me and my brother, and she just says, hey, pretend like we don't speak English. Let's just walk past this guy. And I was like, all right, I guess. Like, we can do that. So sure enough, he comes over. He's like, excuse me, I don't mean to bother you. And she doesn't miss a beat. Just like, oh, babe, actually, my name is Fahim. She don't even give me English. You see, half name is Anam. And this guy knew his demographic. He immediately stopped, goes, oh, okay, flips his sign over. It's got the same thing written in Farsi.
No.
Looks
way.
At my mom and goes, Bebe Akshid Khanum, I got me $20. I'm like, oh my God.
This
I'm like, you give that man more than $5.
Totally.
He learned another language that's not easy to learn to fucking panhandle.
Wow.
That is a skill.
Was he white?
Wrote Farsi better than I do.
Was he white?
No, it was a black guy.
Oh, it was a black guy.
Yeah.
What?
No, it's going to always be an ethnicity. Like, what white dude is going to be that motivated as a homeless white guy?
Most white homeless guys are just the ones that just go, like, they deserve, like, going crazy, like, little Looney Tune character. Like,
most of them look like you before you shaved.
Yeah. It did, actually. It did, sadly. Now I look like
you
Gavin.
You look good now. I like the shaved face.
No, my friend Michelle last night, I was in Los Feliz with her, and she said, you look like Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World. And
you look like Burger from Breaking Bad.
Oh, I don't, really? No.
Like a distant cousin.
Oh, God, don't compare me to him. I'll take
what? Mind blown.
House is blown up.
Burger on Breaking Bad?
Is it Burger? Was that his name?
I know who you're talking about.
The friend of Jesse.
But you're a cousin of him.
When I was in seventh grade.
By the way, real quick interjection. Yes. This portion of the show brought to you by Breaking Bad. I don't think anyone in the room has fucking watched an episode. Breaking Bad.
I finished it.
When I was in seventh and eighth grade, I actually wanted to look like Gavin Rosdale from Bush.
Bush gone.
That was my goal. Oh. And so when I was trying to grow my hair out and everything. Last night, I was like wearing a striped shirt. I looked like Gavin from the 90s last night. Nice. It was bad. You saw me. I was very 90s-esque looking.
No, you look like pre-Gwen Stefani Gavin Rossdale.
Before I got my little black cherry tip hair, yeah.
You look like pre-being in the movie Constantine with Keanu Reeves Gavin Rossdale.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yes, he was.
Yeah. Oh, what random fun fact. Who hasn't seen a woman in a while? This guy.
I love Constantine. That's a great movie.
Is it though?
Oh, it's amazing.
Here's one thing actually we can discuss. People really get passionate about that kind of stuff. When you decide, you're like, you know what my top three favorite movies are, and you just list them saying that they're your
the
top
Matrix.
Three.
That way, that's your top three movies of all time?
And Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Okay, I'll take Pee-wee.
All time.
And Dumb and Dumber is number one.
What I love about that is even though you state clearly beforehand, these are my favorites, somebody's always going to question you on that. You're like, that's a bullshit list, bro. No, that's
like,
totally
wrong.
Pee
Wee Herman should be first. Or
right? Right. That happened to Ryan earlier. He actually was making a list of like his top five like Scorsese movies or something
really
like that.
I was really sober today. Like really, and I was at home and I was like, fuck this. I started typing and I started sending it on Facebook and saying about my top five Scorsese, top five Coen Brothers, top five Tim Burton, top five Zemeckis, all this crap. And people got really into it's like, it just, a thread happened. People were arguing about it.
Yeah.
Was Tarantino. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, Tarantino.
Because I didn't put any Inglourious Bastards and Django. I like them, but it's not his best work. It's just.
But here's the thing, though. It doesn't even matter. It was just your opinion.
Right. But everyone's just like, are you fucking with us? Like, this is a bullshit list. I'm like, fuck
But that's the thing with Facebook. It's sometimes you put stuff, and I mean, it's not just movies. I was just going to say,
new topic. Based on like the internet and social media stuff and like that, people seem to really feel obligated to just attack other people's personal opinions.
Yeah.
Like, well, this is my personal opinion. I'm allowed to have this opinion whether you agree with it or not.
It's a simple opinion, too.
Just because you don't agree with it doesn't mean I'm a piece of shit that should die and I'm wrong about everything.
Well, I think there's a way to have, like, a back-and-forth conversation and be like, oh, you like that movie? Well, I think this is good. But people get really, like, aggressive on Facebook and it becomes
Well, it's because it's Facebook. It's not like we're sitting here face to face.
Because you won't see that person at that time. You might see them eventually.
Yeah, but I can tell Ryan, oh, I'm going to murder you and then stuff your face up a donkey's ass and hopefully he shits that into a shark's mouth or something. Like, it doesn't matter because I'm never going to actually run into him. There's no sound effects for that statement.
Wow, that was terrible.
I want to see that happen. That's all. That's something that sounds great. I would love to die that way, Reza, if you can do that for me. I would put that on my tombstone.
That would be totally unselfish.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to buy a shark and a donkey now, and I'm going to teach the donkey how to somehow ass fuck people's heads.
Sounds great.
Was that what I said?
That's kind of a pun.
But
ass fuck people's heads.
About the Facebook thing, yeah, if you look at the bickering on Facebook, it's what's even funnier is when you post something. As you post it, but you don't respond anything after that. And it's everyone else that's fighting each other. It's like,
oh, I love starting arguments with friends of mine. I like seeing people I know just go back and forth that don't know each other.
Yeah.
Because you know both of their personalities. So ultimately, you know how it's going to play out.
Oh, yeah. Or like when people get in fights. Like I had it was the same thing. I posted something really random and all of a sudden, like, this guy from high school that was like really into guns in the military started having an argument with my friend who's a lawyer and they were just like going off. It was insane.
Well, here's the beauty of all of that, though, is that it's all just on the internet. None of it is real. So the fact that anybody cares about any of it is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like I went to Ryan's work the other day and he had posted something on Facebook. I was like, oh, that's cool. I hit the like button. And then when we were talking later at his work, he told me that it wasn't actually true. So jokingly, I was like, hey, look, I just pulled up your Facebook page and I'm unliking that post. And he legitimately was like heartbroken over it. Like, why is this even anything that matters?
For 30 likes.
They need like a dislike button. They need another option.
No, it shouldn't even be a thing that matters. Like, why has social media become such a big deal?
If there was a dislike button on Facebook, it would be like...
It's not just for YouTube.
If you post something like, I went to McDonald's, I got a Big Mac, yay, I'm here. And then you get like 14 dislikes. You just know 14 of your friends just don't like you right now. That is the most... If you have a dislike button on Facebook, people will commit suicide.
But not even that. It's just why that even any of it even matters.
Let's
like how many
test
times
that theory, shall we?
How many times have all
like
of
options.
Us gone out somewhere where you're like out at a restaurant or just out in public and you see a group of people together? They're all sitting as close to each other as we are. Not one of them are making eye contact or saying a word to each other. Everyone is just face deep in their phones, like talking about what they're doing with that group of people, but on the internet to nobody that's around. Mm. Like, why not interact with the people that are actually there in front of you rather than telling everyone else in the world, look what I'm doing with these people? Because you're not actually interacting with them. Like, you're basically lying on the internet saying you're hanging out with your friends. You're not. You're sitting near your friends and you're talking to the internet.
You're talking, yeah. And you keep chatting. This guy's the prophecy, guys. He is speaking for our generation of the social network. He's been doing it since AIM.
I'm going to change my last name to X after tonight.
Reza X. not only the new movement, it's a new cell phone by Motorola.
Where you can't social network.
No, I'm going to change my last name to Rection.
Rection.
Resurrection.
Resurrection.
I think it should be Lucian.
It means two things.
Bringing it back. I will never, ever, ever open for Reza. His name is Resolution. Guys, give it up for Resolution.
Oh, God. I had somebody tell me when I first started doing stand-up that I should end all of my sets with, and the res is history. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's pretty good.
Never find a chuckle fucker that way.
I would never get booked on anything other than opening for Gallagher 2.
Well, you should at least write that on your grave, on your headstone.
No, that's right? Going on my tombstone.
Yeah,
it should be on your little flyer, like on your comedy card. The res is history.
You could do resurrection on your tombstone, too. That would be resurrection.
I could spell it two ways.
Oh, shoot myself. I would actually literally jump off a building if you change your whole act and you end it. I would end my life.
I'm going to do 7 minutes of Jacket Weather and then say the res is history.
I would seriously just jump off a building and end my life.
Oh, Tanya was not there for that. That's right. A couple weeks ago at Ryan's mic, I decided I was just bored, so I wanted to have some fun. So I went up, and for 7 minutes straight, I just said, it's Jacket Weather outside. That was pretty much my entire set.
Over and over?
Yeah, over and over. That's all I said. And for some reason, like, people got amused by it. I think it was just because it was repetitive and dumb. But that was the entire set. And now it's, like, become my tagline.
Yeah.
I like
it. Say it over, like, you said it over and over and over and over. It's Jacket Weather outside.
Like, I 10-second sample. I'm like, yeah, it's good to be here, guys. If you go out to smoke a cigarette, it's definitely Jacket Weather out there. But if you come indoors, make sure you take that jacket off, because it is not Jacket Weather in here. It's definitely good to be here, though. It's good to be here. But it's not as good as it would be to be here, because it's chilly and I forgot my jacket. And I was clearly told it was Jacket Weather outside. Imagine 7 minutes of that.
Well, you doing it is funny.
Well, you're sweet. Thank you.
Dude, that's funny, because I was like, dude, you talked about...
I thought you just said
weather,
it over and
jacket
over and
weather.
Over, like a broken record.
Like Tiffany Haddish. Like yes. You could introduce me to The Rock, though. Why didn't you introduce me to The Rock, Dave? I want to smell what The Rock is cooking, Dave. Why wouldn't you introduce me to The Rock, Dave? Why don't you introduce me to The Rock, Dave? Why don't you introduce me to The Rock, Dave?
You know, I used to have a Rottweiler, and every time he farted, I'd be like, do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Oh. It was like my favorite thing to say to him. It was awesome.
That's terrible. I wish I could find a boo for that one.
It's real life.
Little chicken wing.
There we go.
There you go. That's perfect.
Yeah, let's wrap it up on that topic. I think, like, yeah, with the whole, I have just a huge issue with social media stuff. Mm-hmm. That's why when people are like, do you have Instagram? Do you have Vine? Do you have this and that? I'm like, I can barely get to Facebook and Twitter.
You have a Vine.
No, I tried Vine. I hate Vine. I left Vine.
What is Vine?
It's just embarrassing when the person in the stall next to me hears me listening to it. It's the only time I ever watch
Vine
it.
Vine is...
What videos? It's Twitter, but videos.
5-second videos. It's like, yeah, and that's it. It's the stupidest thing.
Well, it depends on who you follow. Some people are really funny, and like, if the more you watch it over and over, it gets funnier and funnier.
But I have people that, like, friends of mine, I'll be out somewhere and they start gathering groups and like, hey, can you stand here, and I'm gonna need you to go over there and do this, and they're like directing like freaking Spielberg. I'm like, what is this for? A Vine video. Really? You're going to make me do 15 minutes worth of work for a 6-second video?
Yeah. Well, like, wow. On Halloween, I went out. I was at this one party, and like, me and my friend, we were making vines as we got more and more wasted, and it was like fun. I mean, it's fun for the person to do, but it depends. It's like, if it's all like orchestrated.
The reality
weird,
is different, maybe 2% of Vine is actually entertaining. The other 98% is people just like looping themselves going, hey, I got a Starbucks. Now I'm drinking it. Now right. It's done.
Like Twitter.
It's like that. Yeah. Well, yeah. All of it. Well, Twitter, I don't like Twitter for a reason, is because it's too compacted. That's my problem.
No, yeah, Ryan posts goddamn novels. He needs Facebook. Like, the shit Ryan posts is not short enough for Twitter.
It's not Twitter friendly. So.
I have editing problems, so I like all these things that force me to do it in a shorter amount of time. It's like exercise for my brain.
Well, Instagram video. You guys like Instagram video, mm-hmm. right?
It's fast. Facebook,
just
now,
like
isn't
mine.
It's
I hate Instagram for the simple fact that it's turned the hashtag thing into such a big, like, popular deal.
You know what? Let me tell you about hashtags. Do you guys remember a few years ago when I would put pound and I would put something? Like, my thing was that meant like extension. You can reach me at this or whatever was going on.
And
that's what hashtags. But I put pound. It was just extension, like extension or like pound, dial pound, whatever it was.
Yeah.
So when hashtag came out, I'm like, the hell are you guys talking about hashtag? And it took me forever to learn what it is. And I'm like, dude, I got jacked. At Taco Bell. Like, did you guys know that I came up with the steak Mexican pizza? No. Dude, I used to go to Taco Bell, okay, and I used to order the Mexican pizza, but I'd say hold the ground beef and add steak, right? forever, for years, right? And then I went to prison and I came out and all of a sudden Taco Bell's like, the new steak Mexican pizza. I'm like, nah,
CEO of Taco Bell, they were keeping tabs and they found out, like, hey, did that Estrada girl go to jail? Steal her shit while she's in.
You know what? I got this. I got the receipts that say no ground beef at steak 1997.
You
okay?
Play back the video on the surveillance tapes on the security.
There we go. There's the topic. We're going to delve into that conspiracy on the next show. If Tanya created the steak Mexican pizza or not.
I sure did. Oh my God.
Unfortunately for now, we are running out of time, so we're going to have to wrap this bad boy up. Let's go do one more round. Everybody say goodbye, and if there's anything you want to plug, throw it in there.
Tanya Estrada, you can find me on TanyaEstrada334.com, and you can just put Tanya Estrada in Google, find me there.
Malia
Sias, my tag name
my
is
hashtag.
The pound extension.
The beast mark on
Malia
Twitter
Sias,
and Instagram.
Hashtag awesome, hashtag good times. No, say that again, I interrupted.
Malia Sias, and my Twitter and Instagram is The Beast Mark.
The Beast Mark?
Thank you, Ryan.
Not so much repeating what you said. My name's Ryan Talmo. Find me on Facebook. I will rape your newsfeed. And find me on Twitter, barely there, at rtalmo. And that's it.
And I have been your host, Turkey Burger, also known as Reza Asghari, for the evening. You can also find me on the Twitter and the Facebook as well. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of I'm Burger, and we're out.
Chew!
Thanks, Jenny.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time. Turn all of the lights on over. Call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay home.